One day I was driving down the freeway and there's this billboard that had Children's Bureau on it about foster adopt. And it was like, whoa, this is like somebody speaking at me. I'd really need to check into this. At the time when we were looking at this, what was it, Lisa, like 50,000 kids in foster care in LA County?
Yeah, it's a staggering number.
And it just kind of drove home that we really need to look at what we can do to help with that situation. So it was like grabbing each other by the hand and jumping off the cliff into the lake.
And it was just a matter of weeks after we had finished the certification classes. And they called and said, we found two little girls that we think would be a good match for you. And they gave me a little bit of information over the telephone initially. And so I said, yes, I think that that would be something that we would be interested in learning more about. And then the woman said to me, I'll never forget, oh, will they come with a bonus? And I thought to myself, a bonus? Maybe I get a free crib. And she said, no, they come with a little brother who was 14 months old.
We really hadn't signed up for three, but we couldn't break up the sibling set. These kids had been through a tremendous amount of trauma. They had been pulled away from a birth family. We knew they had endured some levels of abuse. So to have heaped upon them again, pulling them away from their little sibling set, it just wasn't something I could do.
It was like jumping in the deep end. We just did it and have never really looked back. It's probably been the best decision we've ever made.
They just suddenly moved into our hearts. And I'll never forget, on one of the rides that we had as we were bringing them back for a visit, Jasmine was all of
four
years old at that time. And she basically said, you know, my prayer's been answered. Oh, what is that? Well, I have my family now.
Yeah, and I remember that. Yeah.
And that was one of the most special things I think I've ever heard or felt.
She shouted from the back seat, hooray, I got a new family and it's somebody that I already know. Then the call came that the next visit would be a permanent one. And for the first year, it was under the umbrella of foster care. And then a year later, we were able to adopt them legally, and we were able to adopt them on National Adoption Day, which was kind of fun, all the pomp and circumstance at the courthouse surrounding that. And from then on, they just were part of our family, and I feel like we were just on a conveyor belt, just moving fast as we can.
Like a roller coaster, it would seem. When they came to live with us permanently was what we call Gotcha Day, and it was October the 31st, Halloween.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how important that day is, particularly to our now 15-year-old, Jasmine. Gotcha Day is supremely important because it really marks that day that we became a family for good.
In one hand, it's been the most difficult thing that we've ever done, but they have blessed our lives in many more ways. We've been very fortunate to have really good kids. We have made their future bright. I don't regret the decisions that we made, and I don't regret the difficult times, because there's been some very difficult times. But at the end of the day, they know that we love them, and we know that they love us. And as citizens, we have the right to take care of our own and adopt from our own backyards to help these children. And if everybody that has said to me, oh, I thought about adopting, if they actually did follow through, what a remarkable impact they would have on the foster care system. Take that leap of faith like we did and enjoy the blessings that come from having these children in your homes. I know I could not have done it without you. You know, we are truly a partnership in raising these children.
It's been the ride of my life, and you've been a fantastic partner, and I'm looking forward to challenges that we'll get a chance to overcome, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather do it with than you.
I love you, Mr. Christensen.
I love you too, Miss Davis.